Gittirat gets a powerful defender. After days of heavy criticism for admitting he tells white lies about the economy, Finance Minister Gittirat Natranong finally got an important defender, Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat herself. The Premier said Monday that while she had never ordered or given permission for cabinet ministers to tell lies to the public, she said she believed Mr. Gittirat, also a deputy prime minister, had good intentions for the country. Mr. Gittirat has been bombarded with criticism since he conceded that this year's export growth would likely not reach the government's set 15% target, a target he admitted he knew was unrealistic from the start. On Tuesday, the government officially cut its export target for 2012 to 9% growth, a figure many economists still believe is overly optimistic. The finance minister can lie about some things, such as export targets, Mr. Gittirat said last week. But these are white lies, he said, meaning they're intended to be beneficial, in this case to boost investor confidence in the Thai economy. As expected, Mr. Gittirat's admission drew an immediate response from the opposition. I cannot believe that such statements by Mr. Gittirat will result in stronger confidence in the economy, said Goan Chattikawinit, who served as finance minister under the Apisitwet Satchiwa government. Quite the contrary, this can only cause confidence to decline. Mr. Goan was soon joined by three other former finance ministers, Pidiatron Tewakun, Surakiet Satiratai, and Tanong Pitia, who all shared the view that a finance minister cannot lie to the public. With the prime minister on his side, however, Mr. Gittirat's position as finance minister seems secure, but the criticism is likely to continue for some time. Yesterday, Senator Kamnun Sitisaman said he believed Mr. Gittirat could have breached the Prime Minister's Office Code of Ethics for civil servants and politicians by lying, and said he must resign to show responsibility, or at least apologize to the public.